At Winnipeg Record and Tape, 1079 Wellington Avenue, we specialize in factory-sealed vinyl LPs, cassettes, and 8-tracks, as well as an extensive selection of gently used vinyl LPs and both 12-inch and 7-inch singles that span more than 7 decades of musical history. Dig through the bargain bins in the back corner and unearth some forgotten gems. Place a special order through one of our many distributors or check out our music-related book and giftware selections. Visit us online at winnipegrecordandtape.com for store hours and to sign up for our mailing lists to be kept up to date on new arrivals and special events. Winnipeg Record and Tape at 1079 Wellington Avenue. Get yourself some groove therapy today.
The Yomsu Service Center is your one-stop shop for all the information on campus. If you've got questions about the university or Yomsu, the Yomsu Service Center is the spot to get all the information you seek. We've got the 411 on university-related matters, referrals, and directions to office locations and more. We're currently open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come visit us in room 101 on the main floor of Yomsu University Center. Call us at 204-474-8211 or email us at umsu@umsu.ca.
Combat. J for jungle, U for uranium, M for mutant. Hey!
CJUM 101.5, campus and community radio with a great sense of urgency. Hey.
Warning, the following may contain naughty words or ideas. If that makes you nervous, check back with us later.
Attention everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume as loud as it can go so you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible.
Yo, Canadians, this isn't Terrace from Italy. You're listening to
A Sordid Hour.
101.5 UMFM.
All right, hey, I'm back live. It's been a hot minute. Sometimes life gets in the way. It's been a busy summer, what can I say? But hey, we're here, you're here, we're going to have some fun. Going to start things off, on a bit of a sad note. It was just announced a few days ago that Jennifer Finch of L7 lost her battle with cancer, which, I was kind of shocked. I had just heard, maybe a few weeks or a month prior that she was ill. I knew it was an aggressive form of cancer, but still, it's too bad because... I do know some people that know her, and I've heard nothing but good things. She seems like she was a very nice person. So it's always a shame when not only a talented musician but a genuinely good person has to leave that way. So we're gonna play an L7 song. I'm gonna play my favorite one, "Fast and Frightening" from the Smell the Magic album. So here we go. This is L7 on A Sordid Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
She's fast, she's lean, she's bright. Maybe you saw it, a loose cable, a slippery floor, or maybe you felt it when you were assigned a task you weren't ready for, but you stayed quiet. Now it's a matter of time before someone at work gets hurt, because silence won't stop a workplace injury. If it's unsafe, tell your employer or voice your concerns at 204-957-SAFE. Whether you're new to Manitoba or new to the job, you have the right to a safe workplace.
Hey, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard a set of some, I don't know what you would call that. You can't really call it Riot Girl because it wasn't really a part of that whole thing. It wasn't really grunge. I don't know. That was 7-Year Bitch. They were from Seattle. They did put out an album in the early 90s, but was it grunge? I don't know. You be the judge. That was Sync from their first album, Sic'em, which was more of a compilation of previous singles and EPs and whatnot, released by CZ Records. Lunachicks before that, out of New York. That was Super Strong from their 1992 release, Binge and Purge. And L7 started the set off with Fast and Frightening from Smell the Magic, released on Sub Pop. Yeah, but they were from L.A., so I don't know. Anyways, that was for Jennifer Lynch, who recently passed away, bassist for L7. Next up, we got another new track from one of my favorite bands, contemporary bands, Cairo Jag, out of Indianapolis, Indiana. They released a 3-song EP, and they did it in a way that they released one song every couple weeks or month until all of them were released. They didn't do it all at once. I guess that's kind of like the thing it seems to be nowadays. People like tease with. I mean, I guess that's nothing new. You always heard like singles would come out before the album, but yeah, I don't know. That seems to be the way things are. So we're going to hear, it's the title track, the EP's Digital Manipulation. We're going to hear that song. Here we go. This is Cairo Jag. Yeah, there we go. We'll be right back.
Leave the bodies in the ground. I'll be preaching from the mound. Leave the bodies in where they're found. Let them crash on in, it comes down.
Kayuheng, come on!
Since first introducing the world to the sound of Cuba's golden era, Buena Vista Social Club has become one of the most celebrated musical legacies in history, a living tradition that continues to bring generations of musicians together from Havana to sold-out stages around the world. Now carried forward by Buena Vista Orchestra, the music returns with a powerhouse lineup led by violinist Rolando Morejon Reyes and a stellar band of world-class players connected to the Buena Vista Social Club, Celia Cruz, the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, and more, keeping the classic sound alive and in motion. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra at the historic Burton Cummings Theater Sunday, October 25th. Great tickets are on sale now, starting at $39.50 plus fees, available through Ticketmaster.ca. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra live at the Burton Cummings Theater, October 25th, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Mirror Men out of Providence, Rhode Island, with the track Nobody from their brand new self-titled album. That band just came out of nowhere. I don't know. It's great. It's just, this whole album's just solid. Family Man from Montreal. That was Body in the Mound from their latest and last album, And So It Ends. I think it might actually be their only album. And I'm not laughing because of that. It's just I'm laughing at myself because, whatever. Just let's move on. Cairo Jag started that set off with Digital Manipulation from their EP of the same name. You're going to have to excuse me. I left my notes at home today. I was in a rush. I wasn't even sure if I was going to make it. I was having technological difficulties. And it was just like last minute. It was like, okay, I got everything ready and I forgot my notes. So yeah, bear with me. There might be a few hiccups along the way. Next up, we're going to hear some Wellwater Conspiracy. This is Compeller on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Oh,
Oh, channel. Trouble TV.
Trout Forest Music Festival's back and ready to light up Ear Falls, Ontario for another unforgettable weekend in the woods. From August 14th to 16th, Ear Falls Waterfront Park hosts 3 days of music and camping on the lake, 4 hours east of Winnipeg, but a world away from the everyday. Our lineup is stacked with a host of the most exciting voices in Canadian roots and folk, including the gritty, emotional depth of Juno Award winner Mariel Buckley and Moon River's lush indie folk. Son of Dave is sure to bring his signature raw, high-energy performance, while festival favorites the D-Rangers promise to showcase their classic country storytelling. With talent like Dom and Jacob, Raven Reed, Irvin Miller, and more rounding things out, it's a weekend that flows from the intimate to full tilt festival energy. Tickets are on sale now at troutfest.com with early bird prices on weekend passes available until July 31st. Camping and RV passes are extra, but this amazing lineup of talents is a great value for all. Don't miss the 2026 Trout Forest Music Festival from August 14th to 16th in beautiful Ear Falls, Ontario. Proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Voight, also known as Grand Theft Canoe. That was Trouble TV from their album, The Moon Hour. That was their swan song. If I'm not mistaken, that band featured Russ Kraker, who would go on to form Telepathic Butterflies, I believe. I think that's how the story goes. Sloan before that with Stood Up from one of their early Murder Records, 7 Inches. And we started the set off with Wellwater Conspiracy. That was Compeller. From their second album, Brotherhood of Electric, that band featuring give me a second here. Matt Cameron of Soundgarden and John McBain, ex-guitarist of Monster Magnet. It was originally formed as a side project of the band Hater, which was also a side project featuring another Soundgarden member, bassist Ben Shepherd. And they were all three in Hater and all three in Wellwater Conspiracy. What's the difference between the two bands? I don't know. Don't ask me. These things are beyond my expertise. But anyways, Ben Shepherd left Wellwater Conspiracy after the first album to go play with Pearl Jam, because, hey, who wouldn't? Anyways, enough about that. How about we hear some more music? I got something from Swearwolf coming up. This is Deke It Out off their Convertible Inferno album on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
As part of the ongoing 25th birthday celebrations at Times Changed, the finest band in the land, the Sadies, are back in Winnipeg for one night only under the stars at Blue Note Park. That's right. On Wednesday, August 12th, these Canadians' roots rock icons will once again grace our stage. And they've brought some legendary company with them, as they'll be joined by the one and only Washboard Hank and local favorites, the D-Rangers. For more than 30 years, the Sadies have carved out a sound all their own, blending country, rock, surf, garage, and psychedelia into unforgettable live shows. Add the wildly entertaining Washboard Hank and the honky-tonk stylings of the D-Rangers, and you've got a summer night built for music lovers. Get your tickets now through Eventbrite or at Times Changed, and don't miss the Sadies, Washboard Hank, and the D-Rangers, Wednesday, August 12th at Blue Note Park. Presented by Times Changed High and Lonesome Club, and proudly presented by UMFM 101.5.
All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Wolf Parade. That was Shine a Light from their first album, Apologies to the Queen Mary. I got to see these guys live at the Folk Fest just last weekend. I didn't even realize they were playing. The name must have skipped. I must have skipped the name. I don't know. Anyways, I was sitting there waiting for Angine de Poitrine to play, and all of a sudden I'm like, hey man, I recognize this song. Well, no, they were announced, so it was like, oh, Wolf Parade, is this the same Wolf Parade? No, it can't be. Now, why were they playing? No, no way. And then sure enough, yeah, which was great. What an awesome set. What an awesome afternoon at the Big Blue stage that day. Wish I could have stuck around for the rest of the weekend, though it was excruciatingly hot. Anyways, had a good time, stayed for Friday, got to see Angine de Poitrine, which was pretty mind blowing. So that was, before that was Constantine's, that was Trans Canada from their album Kensington Heights. And we started the set off with Swearwolf, that was Deke It Out from Convertible Inferno. That's the project of Mark Weeb, formerly of a one-time local band, Guitaro. I don't know if you heard of them. Check it out. Some good shoegaze stuff. Anyways, we got very, very little time left in the show here. Thank you for listening and sticking around. Be sure to keep listening to UMFM. There's always some great programming right around the corner. And we'll be back again next week, whether it's live or whether it's a repeat. Who knows? We'll take our chances. I'm going to end things off with a couple more songs. We're going to hear the Quintana Dead Blues Explosion with a version of Nirvana's School. And we'll hear something out of the former Yugoslavia, Prototip, name of the band. All right, here we go. And just remember, have fun, stay safe, and be cool.
Just mine. Won't you really just mine? Won't you? dana retko šta je uspeva ljubav postala je banalna stračunata dobro nikada bez slova ljubav sve više precenjena stvar hrpa lepih reči bez ikakvog značenja Ljubav to je stari krš iz podruma ne pada na pamet i nikome ne zatreba Vrda, kao beton koji kužva se pod nogama Ljubav, u stvari sasvim nemoćna Dovoljan je dokaz, čitav svet
of your children pledging allegiance to the maple leaf. Mayonnaise on everything. Winter, 11 months of the year. Anne Murray, all day, every day.
CJUM FM 101.5, running on 100% Canadian volunteer power.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will listen to and learn from people who don't look like me.
I commit to find the strength to work on my own implicit biases, to better educate myself, and to encourage those around me to do the same.
I will listen actively and respectfully.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
For all your sports memorabilia needs, welcome to First Row.
Like we always do about this time.
FirstRow.ca, Canada's online collectible store. Sports cards? We got them. NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL. Autographs, action figures, comic books, and wrestling collectibles. If you're a collector, we got what you need. Remember the name, firstrow.ca, Canada's online collectibles store.
Tanariwen are true originals with a sound that defies time or place.